Hey, the 2026 Iowa legislative session continues. It's the last session for State Senator Tom Shipley. The Nottoway Republican recently announced he will not run for another term at the State House. He joins us on the line this morning with more on that and activities in the legislature. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Mike. Sorry for late getting back to you. Things didn't come together quite as like they should. So
no problem. Well, we got you on, and this is something you won't have to worry about in a few more months. We have not had a chance to talk to you about your decision to decline a re-election bid. I think you indicated, if I recall correctly, right after you were elected, re-elected in 2022, that this would be your last term. What led you to make the final decision to step away from the State House?
Well, probably a number of things, as most things are. But I decided that three terms would be enough, and it's I maybe want to do a few other things too. And so I thought it was time to try to find other things to do, although they may find me too. But no, it's been a pretty good run. I work to be a voice for people out here in our rural communities, and I think I got pretty close. I guess other people will have to decide whether that's true or not, but no, I just decided. I was walking in the Capitol the other day, and I realized I'd spent one-sixth of my life here, so I guess it was time to do something different.
Along those lines, you did mention that when you were elected in 2014 that you wanted to be a voice for agriculture. How important was that over the past 12 years you've served at the State House to have that voice for rural areas and for agriculture?
Well, it's probably more critical now than it was then, because I see this rural-urban divide is not getting any smaller or better. And so I sometimes have to really plead the case for our rural schools and counties. And I think I've been fairly successful with that most of the time. But there are a number of people that don't really understand what's going on out there on the farm, even if they live in a town like Shenandoah or smaller. And so we've tried to be a voice for those people make some of those things to keep them from being too restrictive or helping out in some capacity.
What is one thing that you would like to see accomplished? If there's one thing you would like to see accomplished before the end of this year's session and the end of your time at the State House, what would it be?
Well, I think we all know the property taxes are kind of front and center on a lot of things, and I hope we can get that resolved. I think we've got a very good plan in the Senate that does provide some relief for some people, and yet it's not going to cripple areas that, in our part of the world, we don't have a tremendous amount of growth. And so it's not like we're locked in at a cap and those kind of things, and give some of those other communities an opportunity to go ahead and do some things. There's some mechanisms in place that I learned about yesterday that I think are going to be helpful. I think that's probably one of the main things we're looking at doing, trying to get done and out of here. Still working on the agriculture budget, working to help with Hungry Canyons and that sort of thing. And so who knows what might pop up yet. So I was disappointed on the community colleges issue with trying to provide a four-year degree for some of those. I was really disappointed we didn't get that done.
I know in talking with the president of Iowa Western Community College, Dr. Daniel Kennedy, in this program a week ago, he says maybe the cost factor, not being more specific about that, kind of doomed that bill in the Senate. Are you hearing similar things on your end about the reasons why the community college bill didn't go forward?
I think there's a variety of things, but cost might have been one of them. But, I think many of the people that weren't very crazy about doing it wouldn't have had any community colleges that would be able to offer it. There's only five of them, and two of them are in our back door, Southwestern and Iowa Western. And so that's why I was very much in support of it, as were some others from down here. All the others from down here were, But if some of them, you know, it wasn't going to be a big impact, if any impact there, when I didn't get as enthused as I did. So
I know one of the things that you're trying to do in the last few days at the State House has to do with water quality sensors, something like $600,000 for those sensors, if I'm correct on that. Can you talk about why the money, you believe the money should be included in the agriculture budget, and what would this do for water quality?
Well, we're in negotiations with the House on that. We'll be meeting sometime today with them, trying to determine a path forward. I think it's important that we remember we got to keep their data center open and working well over at Iowa City. Now, if we don't have a place to process this data, all the sensors in the world won't matter. So we're in negotiations with all the parties involved on how we want to move forward with it.
Also, another issue I know that you've been tackling, you've talked about this at a couple of legislative briefings last month. It has to do with grain indemnity. Can you kind of explain what this bill is all about for those who haven't been following this?
Well, it's a very, very hard complex. And the Grain Indemnity Fund protects farmers against an elevator going broke and leaving them hanging. It wouldn't make them completely whole. But we had some issues with what we passed, that some of these smaller independent elevators were going to be looking at a very hefty auditing fee. And so it was, and it was just, and you can't find people to do these audits. So we put some provisions in place to help lessen the blow on them. And I think we passed up a bill yesterday that I think will do that.
So how is this going to bring relief? How big of a problem was this based on some of the people you talked to out there?
Well, the cost of the audit could have been anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000. And on a small elevator, that's quite a burden. And besides, there aren't more than a half a dozen firms in Iowa that will even do these audits. Most of them are not taking any new business. So consequently, it was going to be a real problem for them to get this done. They're already submitting information on their financial stability, and they are. But it should be a big help to them.
Now that this passed in the Senate, what's the story in the House on this bill?
I have no idea yet. I think we're all in agreement with making this happen, so we're anxious to see what they do. But I think we got a good path moving ahead.
Well, Tom, we've run out of time for this particular segment. We thank you very much for being with us. We'll talk to you again before the end of the session, if not shortly thereafter, and we will talk to you again soon. Have a great day now.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
That's State Senator Tom Shipley on the Morning Line on KMA.